Here's how I used ChatGPT to make six figures last year.
I'm an ex-police officer, and I need you to watch this before this scam hits someone in your family.
My Instagram account was hacked. It has all my memories, all my work.
Sprout AI app does not work. Have you ever seen people promoting the app where people can swipe left and right to mass apply jobs? I've tried it for 2 weeks. I got nothing. I paid $60 out of my pocket. Does not work, okay?
Roughly 56% of Americans encounter a scam every single month. Last year, over $2 billion was lost to social media scams alone.
She said it sounded and looked just like her daughter, down to the voice, the face, everything.
I just had something so scary just happened to me.
This is Erica Anderson, a Jacksonville mom, posting about a scary moment on TikTok. A FaceTime call who she thought was her 17-year-old daughter.
From here to here, because I can see the school shirt. I could see the shirt, and I could see, but no background. They had it that close. When I tell you it sounded just like her.
Erica was suspicious, so she started asking questions. What did they have for dinner last night? How many siblings do you have?
I started asking her all the questions that she would know the answer to. And the person was like, oh my God, mommy, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Just open the door. Oh my God.
Erica hung up, and no one was at their door. She called the school. Her daughter was in class, safe.
Scammers have always been crafty, but now they're taking it to the next level thanks to generative AI. And the sad part is, this is kind of legal because who is doing anything about it? Looking at the comments, I'm starting to think AI is a psychological weapon. I feel like we are underreacting. WTF is this? Honestly, I feel like we underreact to a lot of things. Someone else said, I'm so afraid for the elderly. I see this comment a lot, but it makes the assumption that young people can't be scammed, when in reality, people overestimate how well they can spot a scam. Confidence in spotting scams remains high. 69% believed they could spot a scam, yet 43% of those individuals also fell victim to scams. There are entire websites that allow anyone to upload someone's social media post and generate AI audio in their voice. That's how these scammers reproduce your loved one's voice.
I've had my voice stolen with AI, and it's being used to scam hundreds of people. Late last year, I found out that my voice had been cloned with AI and used to promote products and scams online, mostly through TikTok Shop. Let me tell you a secret. Almost every guy wants this. A way to level up like you've unlocked a cheat code. Get stronger, last longer, and go as long as you want. By day 7, you'll notice stronger morning wood and faster response. Since then, it hasn't slowed down, but it's actually escalated to the point where I'm getting tagged, messaged, and emailed almost daily with new examples. So I decided it was time to look into the source of this more thoroughly, and what I've now discovered is that my voice is now sitting in a public library on a voice cloning website, uploaded by someone else, claimed as theirs, and monetized. In fact, because of how the website's model works, every time someone downloads and uses my voice, that person gets paid.
This person is a content creator, but this can happen to anyone because websites like 11 Labs allows you to clone voices with their instant cloning feature. Look at how insane this is. In their terms of service, it says, generate output in the form of synthetic audio sounding like your voice or a voice you are authorized to share with us. Okay, so does 11 Labs actually check that the person uploading a voice is authorized to do so? Well, no. 11 Labs places all that responsibility on the uploader, saying, you, the user, will not violate any rights of any person or entity. They go on to say, we expressly disclaim any duty or obligation to undertake any monitoring or review of any content. So this is just one website that scammers are using to clone voices, and they're not incentivized to stop this. In fact, they just raised money at an $11 billion valuation. But it's not just voices that they're cloning.
So I just got blocked by an ex-client for commenting, yo, that AI model actually goes kind of hard. Hi, my name's Elijah, and for those that don't know me, I'm a model in New Zealand, from New Zealand, and this all started when I was scrolling past an ad and I noticed an image that looked very similar to me. But as I zoomed in, it wasn't me, and then I thought it was my brother because my brother also has modeled for this client. But then it was neither of us. It was almost like both of us combined, and that's when I realized it was AI. Now, although I wasn't 100% on this, I started bumping into like other models, photographers, etc., and they were talking about how this brand are using AI and how it was actually affecting them.
They weren't lying when they said we would own nothing. There's no law stopping companies from using your voice or your face, so they're doing it for profit. Looking at the comments, sick of AI, we don't want it. Using AI for advertisement is fake advertising. But what if you're not the model having your likeness stolen? Maybe you're the employee being told to generate images of products and models using AI rather than hiring a photographer.
I just got fired because I wouldn't use AI. Basically, like, they were using AI to generate a lot of photos because they didn't want to pay models and pay to have photos taken of the products. So they were basically making AI generated images of, like, the products on models and stuff. I put in all this work to create these designs for Baby Fat, and I did not like the way that we were using it. I created this underwear. It's supposed to be, it's a low rise panty, first of all, and, like, this is nothing like the fit of the actual garment. Here you can see it's high rise. It's completely different fabrication. Like, there's no seams on it. And the charm that I designed that has, like, the BP logo is completely just, like, added on. Like, it doesn't look like that at all. It doesn't fit at all on the AI girl like it does on a real person, because it's not on a real person. Like, it does not fit like that at all. And I said, like, we're misrepresenting the products to the customers and stuff. And, like, I'm really proud of this work. I want this work to be, like, properly marketed.
This clip was originally 10 minutes long, and it was hard to cut because she goes on to detail all of the very questionable ways this company is using AI, and if you're not on board, you're fired. Which really means if you have morals, they don't want you. And she is not alone. According to a CNBC survey, 28% of workers avoided using AI due to moral or ethical concerns. AI is being used in social media posts and advertisements, and as she said, it misrepresents the product. Here's a perfect example. This is clearly an AI-generated ad, and yet it has over 27 million views. If you click to their website, it claims, "This product does not straighten hair," even though straightening hair is exactly what the ad was showing. It's not surprising then that in 2025, nearly 30% of people who reported losing money to a scam said it started on social media, with reported losses reaching $2.1 billion. So what are these platforms actually doing about it?
Today, I saw a scam advert on Facebook. It was saying that Lidl were giving away a Smeg kettle. You had to answer a couple of questions and just pay £3 postage. It's a scam. Lidl say it's a scam. I write about it to warn my followers about it, and Facebook remove it. I appeal and they still remove it. So they are keeping up the paid for ad that's a scam and removing posts that warn people about the scam.
Why would a company leave up ads that are obviously a scam? Ads that users are actively trying to warn each other about? Well, it's the business model. Leaked internal documents revealed Meta projected annual revenue of $16 billion from running advertising for scams and banned goods. Meta's own system warned of suspicious advertisers, and yet Meta's response was to charge a higher rate for those ads as a penalty rather than taking them down. This is exactly the sort of things that we underreact to. Years ago, Frances Haugen leaked damning internal documents detailing things like Facebook Marketplace being used for human trafficking. That should have ended this company, and yet years later, here we are with more leaked internal documents.
All right, for those of you who don't know, my Instagram account's been hacked. I've been trying to get it back for like the last 3 days now, and there's no help anywhere. Like Meta's website, no help, nothing. So I'm like actually coming on here now to ask if any of you lot know how to get it back. Like they've basically logged in, changed all of my details, changed my email address, my phone number. I've actually messaged them and basically just thought it was a sick idea to say, "Oi, can I have the account back? Like that's gonna work." And they started swearing at me. I'm trying to like, why are you angry? You've taken my account.
It was revealed this month that over 20,000 Instagram accounts were hacked, not because scammers used some advanced technique. No, they just chatted with Meta's own AI-powered chat support. A Attackers were able to steal accounts by tricking the AI chatbot into forwarding password reset codes to the hackers, completely bypassing identification checks. These hackers targeted accounts with usernames that are highly sought after, like Hey and Jowa. When combined, these accounts are valued at over $1 million. And as you may have guessed, Meta is doing nothing about this. But it's not just the platforms. Online, people are claiming anyone can be a millionaire now as a solo AI founder.
Here are seven ways anybody, yes, anybody, can use AI ChatGPT to make $1 million within the next year. We significantly overcomplicate how easy it is to make $1 million. So number one is a subscription box service for digital products. You can offer a subscription service that curates digital products out monthly.
So right out of the gate, her first AI business idea is to sell people on yet another subscription. If it's that easy, we should all just do this. We can be like the AI companies and just purchase each other's subscriptions. Someone asked, how many millions do you make since you are here? Good question. I'm going with zero. But the AI hype is real. Look no further than the Claude Maxers, people maxing their Claude usage, staying up till 3 a.m. creating random websites. Now, do these websites actually generate money? That doesn't matter. They're leveraging AI. And to be fair, some people are actually making money, although in very questionable ways.
Put a finger down if you spent thousands hiring a professional designer just to find out it was a 16-year-old kid using AI from his bedroom.
To cut a long story short, we paid these designers to make labels for our new product launches, a new pre-workout that's coming out. They made the labels, sent them, they looked great. These idiots had the audacity to design the whole label with AI. Who in ChatGPT, Gemini, the whole lot. They literally did no thinking at all.
Long story short, here it is. Kind of looks like trash now that I'm looking at it again. Gemini created image, Gemini generated image, Gemini generated image. The whole thing was made with Gemini.
Let this be a lesson to always review what you're buying before you pay for it. Because now, thanks to AI, anyone can be an entrepreneur, a software engineer. I'm sure someone is convinced they're a doctor now. Scamming isn't new, but it does feel like, with the cost of living being completely out of control, more people are willing to do it, even to people just like them.
Friendly reminder that job searching is literally a humiliation ritual. Because look at what my friend just showed me. So apparently you just upload your resume on Sprout, then head over to jobs and simply just start swiping right to apply directly on the company website. Literally AI just applies for you. Each application sends out a cover letter and a resume.
Seems like a harmless video until you realize it's an undisclosed ad for Sprout AI, a company, in my opinion, taking advantage of desperate college graduates who can't get an entry-level job due to AI. Scroll TikTok and you'll see the same videos. The war is over. I finally got my first job. It's the same Google Doc in every clip. And what's even more insidious, they make it seem like the job they landed will pay six figures thanks to Sprout AI. This company has to make it enticing because their cheapest subscription is $20 a month and their most expensive is $79.99, supposedly 25% off $99, which honestly tells you everything about how credible this company is because 25% off $99 is $74, not $79. They also claim they've helped thousands of users land jobs at top companies, one of them being Brooke D, who interviewed at Capital One but ultimately chose T-Mobile. But there's a problem. When I reverse image search Brooke, the same photo shows up all over the internet. It's a fake review using a real woman's stock image. So in my opinion, you have young people who are honestly probably unemployed themselves, accepting money from a company that is preying on people who could be their own classmates. In all these instances, whether it's some big tech company or a mom influencer in a small city, everyone knows what they're doing. The scam is the business model. But they're only able to get away with this because not enough of us care. But I want to show what happens when we do. Last month, Starbucks Korea ran a promotion that turned one of their darkest days in the country's history into a Tumblr ad. The backlash was immediate. The CEO was fired within hours. Global Starbucks apologized, and executives reported substantial declines in revenue. And now, a month later, every single Starbucks in Korea, all 2,000 of them, is closing early for mandatory history training, the first time in the company's history they've ever done that. This is the power of collectively speaking up to appropriately react to things, and in some cases, overreact when we need to. For most of the time, companies get away with their bad behavior, but Korea is what it looks like when we don't let them.
Today, I received a phone call at work, and my sister answers the phone, and she's hysterically crying. This man tells her in the background, "Give me the phone, I'll talk to him, like, you need to calm down." And he tells me, "Your sister was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She's not injured. However, I'm a member of this cartel." And right when I heard that, I was like, this is a scam. So I immediately hung up. I call my dad, "Where is my sister at?" And he goes, "Oh, she's here with me." And I'm like, okay, thank God.